Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 16.
Ciao a tutti e bentornati a un altro episodio di Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Francesca.
Io sono Ayla.
E io sono Mark. Siamo molto contenti di essere qua con voi. This is lesson 16 in season 2 and we're changing the subject slightly today. Nell'ultima lezione abbiamo parlato di ci e di ne.
Sì, è vero, ne abbiamo parlato molto.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. Nell'ultima lezione, in the last lesson, abbiamo parlato, we spoke, or we have spoken about ci and ne. And then you said, Francesca?
Ne abbiamo parlato molto.
Ne abbiamo parlato molto. Ayla, can you work out what that would mean? Ne abbiamo parlato molto.
We have spoken a lot about them.
Exactly. Ne abbiamo parlato molto. E Francesca, di che cosa parliamo oggi?
Oh, oggi parliamo di qualcosa totalmente nuovo. Parliamo del passato.
So we're going to be speaking about the past today and indeed learning how to talk about the past. And you've just heard some examples of that. But we'll begin with our presentation as usual and then we'll return with Ayla for some practice in a short moment.
Va bene, allora mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
Allora, Francesca, come stai oggi?
Sì, sto bene, ma sono stanchissima, Mark.
Come mai?
Ieri ho incontrato dei vecchi amici e abbiamo deciso di fare una gita in montagna al Goatfell.
Ok.
Lo conosci?
Io lo conosco bene, sì, ma forse gli ascoltatori no.
Okay, sì.
We're talking about Goatfell here, which is a mountain on the island of Arran,
sì.
Off the coast, the west coast of Scotland.
Sì, sì, bellissimo. E appunto con i miei amici siamo andati all'isola di Arran e abbiamo camminato per ore.
E poi?
E poi quando siamo arrivati sulla cima del Goatfell abbiamo mangiato tantissimo ovviamente e abbiamo chiacchierato un po' anche.
Certo, per riprendere le forze.
Sì, è ovvio. E poi niente, verso le 5 abbiamo preso il traghetto e dopo il treno per tornare a Glasgow. E in treno, indovina Mark, in treno?
Dimmi.
In treno abbiamo dormito tutti.
Non mi sorprende.
Che stanchezza.
It's interesting there, Francesca, because you've used a particular tense many times in your story there. And that particular tense that we're looking at today is the passato prossimo,
sì.
Which is sometimes called the perfect tense when we're talking about it in English, or the present perfect. It's a tense that's linked to the present in some ways,
sì.
But it's also talking about past events in a narrative sense, the
sì.
Things that we did.
Sì.
Let's go back through some of the things that you said there. You began by saying, I met some old friends.
Ho incontrato dei vecchi amici.
Listen to that slowly.
Ho incontrato dei vecchi amici.
And then together you all decided to do something.
E abbiamo deciso di fare una gita.
So you decided to make a trip,
sì.
to take a trip to the mountains, well, to a particular mountain, that was Goatfell on the Isle of Arran.
Sì.
Then you said?
Siamo andati all'isola di Arran.
Okay, so you went to the Isle of Arran.
Abbiamo camminato per ore.
Abbiamo camminato per ore. We know what camminare means, to walk. So abbiamo camminato, we have walked, literally. Or we walked per ore, for hours.
Sì. E poi siamo arrivati sulla cima.
So you arrived, or we all arrived on the
top.
The top.
Sì.
Yeah, the top of the what do you call that? The summit of the mountain.
Summit, sì. E abbiamo mangiato tantissimo.
So you ate loads.
Naturalmente. Abbiamo chiacchierato.
Ah, chiacchierare, a nice verb to chat. We chatted.
Sì. E abbiamo preso il treno e il traghetto.
So you took the train and the ferry. Well, you would take the ferry first and then the train to get back from Arran.
Ah, sì, giusto, è vero.
Sei troppo stanca.
Sì, ancora. E in treno abbiamo dormito.
So in the train we slept. We
esatto.
have slept. So what we're seeing here are lots of examples of this passato prossimo, this perfect tense. And you'll have noticed in many of them, you have had abbiamo and then a word that ends in ato. For example, abbiamo chiacchierato. We have chatted. Abbiamo mangiato. We have eaten. Abbiamo
camminato.
We have walked. Now there we've got a part of avere. Avere, a verb that we've seen many times. And the passato prossimo can be formed with avere or essere. But we'll only concentrate on the avere verbs today. This other part of the word, or the other part of the verb, incontrato, camminato,
mangiato,
chiacchierato, these are all ending in ato. They're are verbs, and therefore they end in ato. And this is called the past participle, or the past participle, depending on which part of the English-speaking world you come from.
Oh, il participio passato.
Grazie, in italiano, meglio. Okay, so to form this tense, we need to take avere. Obviously, we're focusing on the avere verbs today. So we're taking avere in the present tense and then adding the past participle. Let's quickly run through the conjugation of avere in the present tense.
Ho, hai, ha, abbiamo, avete, hanno.
Okay, to that we're going to add the past participle. So for are verbs that we've seen, we had mangiare. What do we do there?
We remove the are of the infinitive and we add a new ending, ato.
That's A-T-O.
Sì.
So mangiare becomes?
Mangiato.
Parlare?
Parlato.
Studiare?
Studiato.
So let's just think about what they would mean. If I say, ho studiato, that would mean?
I have studied or I studied.
So there are two possible translations there. I have studied. Or I studied.
Sì.
Okay, it just depends on the context. If we said ho parlato, sì. It would mean?
I have spoken or I spoke.
Mm-hmm. And what about if we said Giulia ha mangiato la pizza?
Sì. Giulia ate pizza or Giulia has eaten pizza?
Okay, so it's have done something or has done something. Or just the straightforward past in English. She ate a pizza. I spoke Italian. We studied at the university. Okay?
Okay.
So far we've got are verbs and they become ato for the past participle. And we add avere. So avere in the present tense plus the past participle.
Okay, sì.
What about ere verbs?
Ere verbs, the ending for the past participle is uto.
So let's take an example.
E ad esempio ricevere, to receive, the past participle is ricevuto.
So if our listeners can work this out, how would we say we have received? Francesca?
Abbiamo ricevuto.
Okay, abbiamo ricevuto. What about to sell?
Vendere.
Okay, now we've learned to conjugate vendere in the present tense. But to form the passato prossimo, we first of all need a part of avere and then the past participle of vendere, which would be?
Venduto.
So how would you say, you have sold the house? Francesca.
Hai venduto la casa.
So hai, meaning you have, from the verb avere, and then venduto, sold, la casa. Now, hai venduto la casa could mean you have sold the house or just
you sold
the house.
Sì.
Okay, so most ere verbs are irregular.
Sì, and we will see them in a separate episode.
Yeah, so that's the bad news. There are some irregular past participles, but we will cover them later. What about ire verbs?
Ire verbs have ito for their ending. Ad esempio, dormire, dormito.
So the past participle of dormire becomes dormito.
Sì.
I have slept.
Ho dormito.
I have slept too much.
Ho dormito troppo.
So dormito, again, added to the part of avere, I have slept, or I just slept. I slept, ho dormito. What about to finish?
Finire.
Okay, we have finished for today.
Abbiamo finito per oggi.
Unfortunately, not yet.
Non ancora.
Abbiamo finito, finito the past participle, and it is joined to a part of avere. What about one other ire verb to understand?
Capire.
So, have you understood?
Hai capito.
And this is something that you've heard us say many times. Hai capito. Hai, again from the verb avere, capito from capire, to understand. Hai capito? Non ho capito. I've not understood. Okay, all that makes sense. We take avere and then we conjugate avere in the present tense and we add a past participle. And for are verbs, ato. For ere verbs, regular ones, uto. And for ire verbs, ito. And there are some irregulars. We will deal with them in a future lesson. Francesca, what happens with negatives?
Oh, è molto importante. Mm-hmm. For negative structures, we need non, as we do in the simple present, like non mangio, non so, non capisco. And non has to go in front of the whole verb.
Okay, so it comes before the verb.
Sì.
We start with non and then the part of avere in this case and then the past participle.
Sì.
So I have not eaten.
Non ho mangiato.
They haven't slept.
Non hanno dormito.
Okay, now what about questions?
Well, for questions, we don't really have a structure in Italian as you do in English, so we just need to change our intonation a bit.
So if I say, you have eaten.
As a statement.
A statement,
sì.
Yes.
Hai mangiato.
Okay, and what about have you eaten?
Hai mangiato.
So it's exactly the same words, just a slightly different intonation, which comes naturally. You tend to raise your voice slightly. You're
Imagine you're drawing a question mark when you say this. Imagine your words going uh-huh. into a question mark shape.
Let's hear what that's
like. Like a wave. Hai mangiato.
Hai mangiato. Okay. Right, so when do we use the passato prossimo?
Where there are a lot of time references we normally use with the passato prossimo. For example, when you use words like ieri, yesterday, you probably automatically want to use a passato prossimo or mm-hmm. A day of the week in the past. Like if you want to talk about last Monday, lunedì ho mangiato una pizza buonissima.
Okay.
Or with a year, nel 1995 ho conosciuto Giovanni.
Okay.
Okay. Or with words like ago, fa.
Mm-hmm.
Un anno fa ho visitato New York.
Okay.
O l'anno scorso ho visitato New York. Last year.
Okay. And indeed this year, mm-hmm. if you're still talking in the past,
sì.
Passato prossimo.
Sì, sì.
So this year I've met many new friends.
Sì, quest'anno ho conosciuto molti nuovi amici.
Now the reason I'm saying that is because if our Spanish learner listeners
oh, sì.
have been learning Spanish, or indeed if you speak Spanish as a native speaker, then there are some changes when it comes to passato prossimo.
Sì.
Mainly because there's no such thing in spoken Italian, really, as or at least in most parts of Italy in spoken Italian, as a preterite.
Sì.
But don't worry about that.
No. Let's not go there for the moment.
Now, we did mention that some verbs do use essere, but we'll be dealing with them in a future lesson.
Sì.
So don't worry about them just now. We're focusing on avere and focusing so far on regular verbs.
Okay, Mark, before I told you what I did at the weekend,
mm-hmm.
okay, and now I think it's your turn. Cosa hai fatto al fine settimana?
Allora, al fine settimana non ho lavorato,
oh.
ho aiutato mia moglie in cucina un po'.
Ma dai, che bravo!
Abbiamo preparato delle lasagne e anche una torta
mm.
perché abbiamo festeggiato il compleanno di mia mamma.
Ah! Auguri, mamma di Mark!
Grazie! Abbiamo comprato un bel regalo e abbiamo invitato molti amici. Loro hanno portato altri regali o qualcosa da bere. Abbiamo mangiato, cantato e ballato. E io ho anche suonato un po' il piano. Una bella serata, davvero!
Sì, bellissimo!
Okay, now, there's not time to go through this in detail, but of course, if you're reading our lesson notes, then you'll get full explanations there. Basically, I helped my wife in the kitchen a little. We prepared some lasagna and lasagne in Italiano.
Sì, bravissimo.
And we were celebrating my mother's birthday. Abbiamo comprato un bel regalo. We bought a nice present. And we invited some friends. And you can find out exactly what we did in the lesson notes. But it really was a very nice evening. Una bella serata davvero.
Sì, sì.
Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Allora, Ayla, tutto bene?
Va bene.
Hai capito tutto?
Sì, ho capito tutto.
Okay, so you're now going to tell us how you form the perfect tense in Italian.
Yes, I am indeed.
Go for it.
So if I take a verb such as parlare,
okay,
I take off the end, ari,
mm-hmm.
and I add ato.
Exactly. And that gives you what?
The past participle.
Okay. And what are you going to add that past participle to?
A part of avere.
Avere. And for the verbs we've learned so far, yes, it's a part of avere. So putting this into practice, how would you say then, I have spoken?
Ho parlato.
Brava. Ho parlato.
Okay, Ayla, well done. And what about the past participle of incontrare?
Incontrato.
Molto bene. And let's run through some other past participles to practice them a bit more. Pagare.
Pagato.
Molto bene. Guardare.
Guardato.
Sì. Trovare.
Trovato.
Sì, bravissima. And an ere verb, ricevere.
Ricevuto.
Sì. An ire verb now, pulire.
Pulito.
Pulito. And we don't need any isk for a...
Yep, molto importante.
Sì, sì, sì. Another ire verb, seguire.
Seguito.
Seguito. And something we haven't mentioned, the past participle of avere.
It goes like the other ere verbs that we learned.
Avuto.
Brava,
avuto.
Brava, avuto.
Okay. So I have had... I don't know, what have I had? I have had...
Ho avuto una giornata molto lunga.
Sì, è vero. The reason I couldn't think of an example there was because ho avuto una giornata molto lunga.
Tutti.
Tutti, sì, abbiamo avuto una giornata molto lunga. So, let's think about this a little more. Ayla, you said, for example, that the past participle of pagare was pagato. So how would you say, I have paid...
Ho pagato.
Brava. What about trovare, which was to find? How would you say we have found?
Abbiamo trovato.
Okay. And what about they have cleaned, using that pulire?
Hanno pulito.
Brava. Okay.
Sì, sì, molto
so
bene.
It's one thing knowing how to form the past participle, but actually putting it into context and putting it into the structure is important. And to do that, let's do a little bit of translation now.
Okay. As usual, I'm going to give you some short sentences in English, Ayla. And I want you to think about the past tense.
Okay.
And give me a translation in Italian. Va bene? Sei pronta?
Va bene.
Ok. Allora, numero uno. Yesterday I met Giovanni at the cinema.
We will give our listeners some time to think about it too. Yesterday I met Giovanni at the cinema. Ok, Ayla.
Ieri ho incontrato Giovanni al cinema.
Sì, perfetto. Ieri ho incontrato Giovanni al cinema. Bene.
Okay, let's try another one.
Numero due. Last night the baby did not sleep.
Okay, now last night is just yesterday night.
Sì.
Last night the baby did not sleep. Okay, Ayla, have a go at that.
Ieri notte il bambino non ha dormito.
Now, a couple of things in there. First of all, the word for yesterday.
Ieri
And then night.
notte.
Notte. So just watch your vowel sounds in there. Ieri notte. The baby did not sleep.
Il bambino non ha dormito.
Brava, sì, non ha dormito. First time you said hai, but that would be tu.
Yes,
The you
okay.
form, tu hai dormito, you have slept or you slept, but il bambino non ha dormito, the baby did not sleep or hasn't slept,
Sì.
depending on the context. Okay?
Okay, numero tre. This is a question and it's something very, very, very Italian. If you go to Italy, you can hear it all the time. Okay, have you eaten?
Okay, nice and straightforward. Have you eaten? Ayla, try that one.
Hai mangiato? Sì,
Brava.
bravissima. Hai mangiato?
Okay.
E l'ultima, the last one. On Sunday we watched a film at home.
Now, if you're wondering about on Sunday, in Italian we just say Sunday.
Sunday, sì.
Okay. So try that one. Sunday, we have watched a film at home or at house.
Domenica abbiamo guardato un film a casa.
Bravissima, domenica abbiamo guardato un film a casa.
Okay, now Ayla, perhaps it's only right to ask you what you did actually do at the weekend. Was it a weekend of studying or was it a weekend of fun?
Unfortunately, it was more a weekend of studying.
Okay, allora, cosa hai fatto al fine settimana?
Ieri ho studiato a casa. Ho imparato molte cose nuove.
Oh,
Ah,
brava,
brava.
brava.
Ho anche guardato un film interessante in TV.
TV?
Ah, sì, in
TV?
TV. Poi ho aiutato mia madre a preparare la cena.
Sì, ok,
Ah,
brava.
forse gli spaghetti alla
Alla
carbonara
carbonara, sì.
famosi di Ayla.
Oh, just watch your. There's a lot of vowel sounds in there. Ho aiutato.
Ho aiutato,
Brava.
sì.
Okay, now just before we finish, there is time for a little caffè culturale. And la scorsa volta abbiamo parlato
Dei
dei
mercati, ti
mercati,
ricordi?
certo,
Sì,
ma
sì.
questa volta parliamo di un luogo
Sì,
interessante.
oggi andiamo in Svizzera.
In Svizzera. Ok, dai, Francesca.
Va bene. When we think of the Italian language, we always associate it with Italy, and we tend to forget that it's also spoken in other parts of the world. Today, we would like to focus on La Svizzera, Switzerland, a country which is well known for its multilingualism. You are probably aware of the fact that Switzerland has four official languages: French, German, Romance, and Italian. These languages are spoken depending on the geographic areas of the country, or cantoni, cantons. Italy is the first language of 8% of the population, located mainly in the south, in the Ticino and Grigioni cantons. As you know, Italy and Switzerland have a border in common, which, over the centuries, has witnessed the movement of a lot of people and goods as well. In particular, in the past, a lot of Italians moved to Switzerland in search of work, and this has surely had an impact on the protection and promotion of Italian. Although the Italian spoken in Switzerland is the same as that spoken in Italy, because of the influence of French and German, you could spot some minor differences in terms of vocabulary. For this reason, the language is referred to as Svizzero-Italiano, Swiss Italian. I did some research, And I found out that, for example, la patente di guida, driving license, becomes licenza di condurre in Swiss Italian due to the influence of the French permis de conduire. Another interesting word is l'auto postale, which is a bus connecting one town to another. This service is run by the Swiss Post, hence the word autopostale. Anyway, non voglio spaventarvi, I'm not here to scare you. Quite the opposite, I would encourage you to plan a trip to Switzerland to enjoy le sue bellezze, its beauty spots, e anche per praticare il vostro italiano and to practice your Italian at the same time. If you are in Stresa on Lake Maggiore, as we were last year, just take un battello, a ferry, and you'll be in Locarno on the Swiss side of the lake in less than 2 hours. Italian is also spoken in Lugano, a fascinating and extremely clean town, which makes the perfect city break. Le colline, the hills, of Canton Ticino are ideal for a relaxing walk and breathtaking views. And for all the foodies out there, Switzerland won't disappoint you. Be ready to order, in Italian, pesce, carne, formaggio, vini bianchi e rossi e, ovviamente, ottimi dolci al cioccolato. Well, I hope you have found this caffè culturale interesting, and if you have already visited the Italian-speaking part of Switzerland, please let us know by posting your comments and photos on Facebook. Ciao e al prossimo caffè!
That's it for this lesson. We hope you've enjoyed your trip to Switzerland and indeed learning something about the passato prossimo, the perfect tense. We'll be putting that passato prossimo into further practice with the bonus audio lesson, which we're just about to record. And that's forming part of our bonus materials, the lesson notes, the transcripts of any dialogues and the verb tables that you can read and understand. And of course, the video version and our lesson notes. All of that can be found at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. And as Francesca was saying, if you've already visited an Italian-speaking part of Switzerland, please let us know by posting your comments and photos on Facebook.
And if you are on Twitter, you can find us at Learn Italian.
È tutto per oggi. Grazie molte e arrivederci.
A presto, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.